I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're an incredibly talented professional musician, but I DJ'd a five-year-old's birthday party the other day.
Nice.
Like, there were 25 five-year-olds going nuts for that
just
Baby
out.
Shark remix. Man,
I'm glad to see the Baby Shark still hanging in there.
It's never going to go away. Mm-hmm. It is never going to go away. It's going to outlive us all.
I think it is a little ageist. When they get to the Toothless Grandma.
The Toothless Grandma, agree. But we're not here to talk about Baby Shark.
We're off track already.
Even though it is a really, really great song. But Steve Salvage, we're here to talk about something else. Do you know what it is?
I think it was, is it my cat?
Yeah, it's cats.
Cats. Let's talk about cats.
Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About Cats. I'm noted cat lady Mary Phillips Sandy. My cat is Grendel, and my guest has been described as a shredder. I've seen that.
That's a problematic word.
Oh, is it racist?
No, okay. No. It just sometimes brings up like no soul, like play as many notes as you can. It's kind of more of a joke. It can also mean just somebody who's comfortable with their guitar. You know.
Well, you have also been described as being comfortable with a guitar. You've been described as being Memphis music royalty, and you've been described as a member of the Hold Study.
Yes.
You've also been described as Steve Salvage, because that's your name.
I'll take all those.
But your musical credentials aside, you have a very important job, which is that you take care of a very fluffy Maine Coon cat.
Yes.
Named Kumar.
Kumar.
Could you introduce us to Kumar via the five-word memoir?
Kumar Salvage. He is patient, gorgeous, handsome, fluffy. This is hyphen, but low shedding. I don't know if that...
That's great. You could do all hyphenated words in the five-word memoir. It would be fine with me.
Okay.
That counts.
Yeah. Like when we got him, I was like... We're really inviting a lot of shedding into the household. He doesn't shed.
He doesn't
at all.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Is he magic?
I think he might be. And I could produce like this, the hottest, most inviting basket of laundry fresh out the dryer.
He doesn't go in the laundry?
He could care. He doesn't. I don't think he knows it exists.
I think I need Kumar to come over and teach my cat Grendel a few things.
He's so great like that.
Right now, it is time for the cat quiz.
Okay.
Here's how it works. There are five questions. I don't know is not an acceptable answer. You have to give me an answer. You can't take too long with it. And there is a prize at stake. Do you understand?
Okay.
Today's cat quiz, how much do you know about cats and Memphis?
I know a lot of stuff about cats and I know a lot of stuff about Memphis.
Here we go. All right. Question number one. In 1943, E.H. Crump, who ran Memphis politics for 40 years, persuaded Mayor Walter Chandler to investigate doing what to cats?
Teaching them to do an intriguing dance to the song, "If Mr. Crump don't like it, he ain't gonna allow it here."
You know, that would have been a really good use of machine politics, but actually they wanted to look into taxing them, imposing a tax on cats.
Okay, an animal tax.
He couldn't figure out how to do it because there were too many cats.
Okay,
sure. Question number two. Earlier this year, a former pro wrestler from Memphis was sued by a fan who claimed the wrestler had agreed to paint a 4-foot by 5-foot portrait of the fan's Maine Coon and never delivered. Name that wrestler.
Jerry Lawler.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah.
Correct. I guess king of not painting cats.
He's a very talented artist.
I've heard that. And actually, it was allegedly his podcast producer who had scammed everyone.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's always the producer. All right. Question number three. Traditional Memphis ribs are brushed with vinegar and seasoned with a mixture of paprika, sugar, pepper, cumin, garlic, and other spices. True or false, Steve Salvage? Garlic is good for cats' immune systems.
True.
False.
It's toxic.
Okay. Okay, you're doing great. Question number four. In 1956, a tabby named Georgette defeated several purebreds to win the Memphis and Mid-South Cat Fanciers Championship. In seconds, how long did it take Georgette to blaze through the show's labyrinth challenge?
37.
It took her a little longer than that. It was 108 seconds.
Okay.
But she did a great job. She was a stray cat that lived in the newsroom of the local paper, and okay. she just came out of nowhere and showed those purebreds what's what. Okay, question number five, last question. Memphis, Tennessee is, of course, named for another Memphis, the ancient capital of what cat-obsessed country?
Egypt.
Egypt, correct. You win the cat quiz.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here's your prize. I am handing it to you now. Please open that box and describe what is inside that box.
This is a Bastet.
Yes.
Yep.
Specifically, it is a replica of a real cat mummy container that's held at the Met here in New York. And it was found at Saqqara, which, of course, was the necropolis for Memphis, the old Memphis, not the current one.
I am not kidding you. I'm 100% serious. Last week, I bought this exact thing for my daughter.
Wait, are you serious?
I am dead serious. Can I cuss on this podcast? Dead fucking serious.
Okay. Like, that has never happened on this show before where I've given someone a prize that they have already either seen or purchased.
Yeah.
This is a record for Let's Talk About Cats.
I'm really enthused about the way this is going.
I want to go back and talk very quickly about the painting in Memphis. This seems like it was big news when Jerry Lawler was sued by this fan. I'm really curious, as someone who owns a Maine Coon cat, would you want a 4-foot by 5-foot portrait of Kumar?
I mean, I wouldn't turn it down. Kumar is certainly worthy of an oil painting of any size. Really of any kind of art, you know, abstract impression, pointillism.
Oh.
I'd like to see like Kumar in sort of a Liechtenstein sort of vibe, you know?
Is there any particular former professional wrestler you would want to do Kumar's portrait?
I don't really know what other wrestlers are, you know, good with the arts.
Mm.
Funny side note, there used to be a magazine, like a hippie magazine called Atlantis. And my dad had a record out on Enterprise Records, which was Isaac Hayes' label. And there was an ad for that record, and Lawler drew the picture. It was a picture of Atlas holding the world.
Oh, cool.
Because this is kind of when heavy rock was coming out. My dad was more of a folky, and it was like, you don't have to be hard to be heavy. But Lawler drew that. He's got a very interesting thread through the Memphis counterculture.
I want to confess something. There was about a 45-minute period of time where I had convinced myself that what I was going to give you as a prize for the cat quiz was not a replica of an Egyptian statue. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to paint a 4-foot by 5-foot portrait of your cat.
Mm.
A number of people intervened. Of course, you're traveling. You're here in New York. You know, getting something like that home.
I'd have to get an Uber XL
all the way back to Memphis. And you know, it was like, where could I find a piece of canvas that big? You know, calling the local art stores, and wiser heads prevailed.
Right.
And I did not end up doing that.
You probably had to give somebody a stretch of canvas for you for that size.
That's a custom job. And I had this idea, you know, about 36 hours ago. And I should say, I'm very bad at art, so it would not have been a good portrait. But in a way, this is fitting, right? Because Lawler promised a painting that he didn't deliver, so I also promised a painting that I didn't deliver. Let's talk about cats and boredom. It's true, cats, just like people, can get bored, especially if they live indoors, they don't get a lot of physical activity, maybe they spend their time alone when you're at work or at school. And just like people, cats who don't get enough physical and mental stimulation are at higher risk for diabetes, depression, lethargy, problematic behaviors like peeing on stuff and destroying furniture. Keeping your cat mentally engaged and physically active is easy with Cat Amazing's interactive treat hunt puzzles and modular condos. I've had their sliders puzzle at home for a few weeks now. It comes with additional inner levels so you can customize it, give your cat new challenges. Grendel loves this thing. I just added a new level the other day. You know, I got to keep her on her toes. It's very simple. You drop a few of your cat's favorite treats or toys into the puzzle and let them at it. So listen, if you want to spice up your cat's life while helping them stay healthy and happy, go to catamazing.com/cattalk to get 15% off their award-winning puzzles. That's catamazing.com/cattalk. So now it's time for my favorite part of the show. Let's talk about your cat. Steve, how did you and Kumar meet?
Well, we had moved into our new house about a year prior, and we had our two cats, Hector, who was black and white, in Clemenza. He was this little bitty runt of a guy who was like white and an orange tabby. And I named him Clemenza because, boy, orange tabbies tend to get big, you know, big fat cats. And I thought he was going to be big and fat like Peter Clemenza from The Godfather. He's the sweetest little runt. They've both since passed away. But anyway, we had the two cats. So catty corner from our backyard, there was construction. And our neighbor found these two Maine Coon kittens. One was black, one was gray tabby. But the husband was, he just threw the allergy card out there, you know, which I think is kind of bullshit. Anyway, he was like, we can't have it. And I was like, man, we can't take on two cats. And then his buddy, who was always hanging around, was like, well, I'll take the black cat. And we're like, we used to have three cats because we had a tortie.
Oh, I love torties.
I do too. She got killed by dogs.
Oh, no.
It was bad. But the guy that was having the house built catty corner from our backyard owned an Indian restaurant around the corner from us that we go to often, obviously. And it's very family, communal, neighborhood sort of thing. He's seen the kids grow up. His name is Kumar.
Oh.
So I was like, let's name the cat Kumar. I told him that. He seemed kind of confused. Like, he was just like, oh, why would you do that?
Hey, I named my cat after you.
Yeah.
It is a compliment, but I could see how it might also feel a little creepy. Sources have told me that Kumar is an escape artist. Is this true?
You know, I've kind of mitigated that. I found out what was happening. You know, at night, I'd shut the house down. He was inside, and, you know, lights off, doors locked, you know, and there'd be Kumar on the couch. And then I'd get up in the morning, and he'd be at the back door crying to get in. I'm like, wait a minute. I was mostly lucid when I went to bed. I know you were.
What was happening?
So in our basement, we have like shoddily constructed room where the central air and the water heater. Well, somebody left that door open. And so he could go in there and get into the crawl space. And then we had like an open spot that needs to be kind of closed up. So he would just cruise out through there. So we figured it out. But he is a door dasher.
That's tricky.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He has this thing where like, it's like, you got to let me out. I'm going to start at 5:30 with the crying.
Yeah.
I have wait until it's light outside because we live by an old park. It's actually designed by the same person that did Central Park. There's coyotes there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
scary. And then they get out at night.
Yeah, right. Of course. You got to keep them away from
that. So I wait till it's light. But what happens always, he's like, let me out. And so I open the back door and he goes straight to his food bowl.
Sure.
And he's just like, I'm just going to chill and eat for a minute. And I'm going to stand here and my boxer's really tired. You know. And then I just am a fraught mess.
You mentioned your dad, Sid, who was also a great musician. He's in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame.
Correct.
So you grew up with music. You grew up around some very famous musicians. Did you also grow up around cats?
Yes. 6 months before I was born, my youngest half-sister, Edith, came home with this cat, like a kind of a gray Persian-ish, just a gray long-haired cat. And she was like, I'll take care of him. It'll be fine. Well, him turned out to be her.
Oh.
Miss Abigail Cat. It was the 70s, man. It was, you know, it was freewheeling, you know, natural. So Abigail wasn't really spayed.
Oh, I see
so
where you're going.
She'd
with
have
that.
Litter after litter, which is there's always kittens around. I've got an amplifier that was my dad's, like this really grubby little, like cheap Harmony amplifier. It's one of my favorite amps. My mom and I joke about this. Like, there's probably still like kitten poop in that amp because they would crawl in, like it's an open back little combo, you know, and they would crawl in there. But I've actually got two scars, one on my arm, one on my chest. I had to have been like 3 or 4. Abigail would be in heat, just rolling around on the porch. And my dad's got it. He took a picture of it. It's like a Highlights magazine. You can just, there's a cat. Like
surrounding your house?
Tomcats. I mean, I'm talking like feral, jolly, you know, rough customers. So I'm kind of bopping into the side yard, just like, you know, running around, probably no shirt on. And like straight up, like 3 or 4 tomcats just in heat, just attack me, claws drawn, and like cut me up so bad that I've got like physical scars from it.
Wait, so then.
You think that turn of fell off
I was
some cats.
Say.
I mean, I think it's maybe like a Spider-Man thing. You know, I got super into it.
Yeah, I mean, most kids, they would have that experience and never want to go near a cat ever again, even a domestic one.
But no, like I've just been just always super drawn to cats. Like I cannot, if I see a cat, I cannot, you know, be away from it. I'm attracted to women that have like feline qualities. It's just straight up cat nerd, you know?
I want to get more into your music career, but I want to talk a little bit about Kumar and
yes.
music. Do you two have similar taste in music? Do you ever argue or disagree about what to listen to?
No. I mean, I think we're pretty much on the same page. He tends to meow and key with the things that I play. Mm. You know?
Oh, that's nice. Maine Coons are very vocal.
They
right?
are. Yeah, yeah. I'd be hard-pressed to find a cat, at least, certainly in the Mid-South, that has had more time with like the well-tempered clavier. He's a lot of solo piano, you know, so he's sort of steeped in that. I'd vouch for his music cred.
That's great. You know. You do a lot of interviews with music press, and they ask you a lot of very intelligent questions about your guitar rig, your setup, your pedals, etc. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that, but I am going to ask you, does Kumar have a favorite guitar effect or pedal?
I just bought a new Strymon. It's called an Ojai. It's a power supply. Not very interesting. It's just a power supply. It's not like super sexy pedal, but he was helping me put a pedal board together. So he was making sure that I had everything like at the right angles and, you know, just being a helper, you know.
Would he be a good roadie? Have you thought about bringing him with you?
I've been trying to get a tour kitten going on forever, you know. Like, I mean, I was like, you know what? We got 3 junk bunks in this bus. We could turn 1 junk bunk into a litter bunk. I would clean it up, I promise, you know. Not a lot of enthusiasm for that,
you know.
But apart from the DoorDasherness, I think Kumar would settle in on a bus for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and if you had a cat like opening for you in some fashion, I feel like, I mean, your shows sell out anyway, but I feel like they'd sell out even faster. What is your favorite song about cats?
I want to say there's some David Bowie song that had some kind of cat things, but maybe that's just because I had a cat named Zeke that had thumbs.
Six fingers, six toes.
There's actually a little claw right there, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was in the 6th grade, I used to sing Lady Stardust to him.
You would serenade the six-fingered cat?
Yeah, because I just thought he was cool, like, or maybe like Lady Stardust was giving him some problems, and I was like sort of consoling him.
Well, can I pitch you an idea?
Okay.
Last season on this show, a woman named Carnage Electra, she skates with the Gotham Girls roller derby. She has a cat whose name is Steve.
Oh, wow.
And Steve is a singer, not a Maine Coon, but Steve is starting a sort of experimental noise band.
Okay.
If you're willing, I feel like someday, no commitments right now, Steve and Steve.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, just it's a Dropbox away, really. I mean, if it is a recording project.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, I think this could be something that could really open up a whole new world of music, right? People have written songs about cats, but how many people have written songs with cats?
Like, I love making slow-mo videos of my cat, especially when you get them meowing.
Yes.
So you get that, you know, way deepened, sounds like a huge beast. But
yeah.
Also, when you do slow-mo, the reverberant space in your house sounds like this, like, massive cavernous sort of thing, so... Probably some ink in that will.
I think this sounds great. This is already my favorite record, and it doesn't even exist yet. If you could change one thing about the music industry today, what would it be?
Put the genie back in the goddamn bottle from streaming, you know. I don't know. I understand that, you know, things change, and people are going to get the content the way they want it. And maybe music should be free, but I mean, quite honestly, it's eviscerated revenue for me personally.
And you have a cat to feed.
I have a cat to feed.
And children.
And he doesn't like people food. There's no table scraps for Kumar.
No.
No.
So he's accustomed to the diet he's accustomed to. Well, it's interesting what the whole study's been doing with these residencies, these multi-night residencies, you know, and that seems like a smart move and also a nice way to avoid a long, grueling tour from one end of the country to the other and back again and then over to Europe. But do you miss Kumar when you're traveling, even if you're only away for a few nights?
I do, always.
Does he miss you?
I like to think so, you know. I mean, I think he has, I'm just going to say he has capacity for abstract thought, man, you know. He's certainly glad to see me when I come home. He meows a lot.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. On March 17th, 2014, your bandmate, Craig Finn, tweeted a photo of himself with a bloody gash on the side of his nose, and he claimed that his cat welcomed him home violently.
Mm.
Interesting. A lot of questions there, I guess. The obvious one is, are you all cat dudes?
No.
No.
No. And Tanti has been kind of relegated. She was the first pet, but now they have Rosalita the dog.
Oh.
There's a lot more pictures and talk about Rosalita, you know.
Has Kumar ever welcomed you home violently?
No.
He's too gentle.
sometimes, like, you can't even rile him up. He's just like, yeah, I'm not doing that, dude. Like, I'm like, argh! And it's just like, mm-mm. I've had other cats where, like, we was like, very much, we are play fighting.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, the claws don't come fully out.
Yes.
And I'll take scratches. I mean, I've ever since I was a kid, I've just, like, it's like, it was fun.
Yeah, same.
I'll just be covered in scratches, but. Every now and again, Kumar will kind of play for keeps, but a lot of times he just doesn't engage. He's just like, I'm just too chill to deal with this.
And that's interesting because you have two children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me their ages.
Franny will be 9 this month, and Stevie is 5.
Okay. Kumar has survived the toddler years, which can be very grabby, right?
Right.
How does Kumar relate to your kids? How do they relate to him?
He's super patient. I mean, they love him.
That's
incredible. Love him. Yeah. I worry how much they love him because, you know. It's pets and they're, you know, but also they're growing up to be very much cat people, like, which I think is cool. But I mean, he's just like, they'll pick him up, and my daughter is older, so she knows a little bit more how to, you know, but she'll also just grab him and put him under the covers and just like, he's like, I'm like, Franny, he wants to get out. She's like, no, he doesn't. I'm like, but like they can pick him up. And I'm like, stop it, you're torturing him. Like, leave him alone. And then they'll put him down, and he'll just flop at their feet.
Kumar.
He doesn't bolt or anything. He's just like, okay.
It feels good, doesn't it, to know that you're raising the next generation of cat people? I have never been to Memphis, which I know is an oversight that I need to correct. When I visit Memphis, what are some places that a cat person such as myself should check out?
Well, I go straight to the House of Muse.
The House of Muse. What's that? I want to go.
It is this woman. She just takes in rescue cats. It's just a storefront with it. It's really stinky. And it's just cats in there. You can go in. You can just walk in and like all the friendly cats come to you and say, hey, what's up? And the ones that don't want to be bothered, you know, hide and possibly hiss. And you can go there and rescue a cat or just go there and just hang out.
That sounds great.
It's amazing. And when they're closed, you can still walk past and they're in, just hanging out in the storefront.
Do you embrace the term cat dad? Is that something that you will call yourself?
It just depends on how much you want to get into it. I mean, is it the same as being an actual parent to an actual child? No. But I worry about the safety and health of my cat very much. And I've passed it on to my daughter. Like when he gets out now, she freaks out. Cause I've had two cats killed. The first was I had this asshole, kind of ne'er-do-well pot dealer, neighbor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a ne'er-do-well pot dealer cat. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Continue.
I mean, and you know, good on you if you like pot, it's great. But, he had two huskies and, they got out and he lied. He was like, hey man, I think, cat might have got into my backyard and I'm sorry. And then like my other neighbor from down the street came and was like, your cat was sitting under a tree and the dogs got out. I saw it all. He's a Hammond B3 player. And then trying to apologize to me, he asked if I could put in a good word for him for this gig.
I hope you didn't.
I told him to get the fuck off my porch.
That's right.
But anyway, I don't want to bring it down, but I worry.
Yeah.
You know? Every time you open the door, but you got to, you know, you can't police everything.
I mean, that's what being a parent's all about.
You got to
let them out in the world.
You got to let them out in the world.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to say to Kumar listening at home?
I'll say the same thing I say every time I let him out. Just love you, buddy. Be careful. Don't get killed.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, it's time for our shout-outs. And today, our shout-out is going to Dexter and Lily in Queens. Dexter and Lily, they live with humans George, Jessica, and Kieran. They are a musical family, so this is very appropriate. And the message for you, Dexter and Lily, from your family is very simple. Rock on.
Nice.
If you have a cat you'd like me to shout out, just send us an email, shouts@letstalkaboutcats.com. Tell us your cat's name, where they live, and any message you'd like me to include. I'll read it out at the end of an upcoming episode. Steve Selvidge, thank you so much for being here and talking about cats. Where can people find you online if they'd like to keep up with you, your music, your cat, etc.?
At Steve Selvidge on Instagram, Steve Selvidge on Facebook, at Steve Selvidge on Twitter. That should cover it.
And yeah. Check out
SteveSelvidge.com, although I don't ever do anything with that.
You don't have to. Let's talk about cats. We'll put links to everything, and of course we'll put links to the Hold Steady, their new album, new-ish album that came out this summer, and upcoming performances that you can go check out. All of that will be at our website, which is letstalkaboutcats.com. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoy this show, please tell a friend. Bring them into the Let's Talk About Cats family, and talk about cats with them. Talk about talking about cats with them. I don't know. Do you? But tell a friend. It helps us out, and it helps your friend out, too. That is all for now. I am Mary. My cat is Grendel. Our producer is the face-melting Lizzie Jacobs. Our theme song is by Poingly with additional music by The English Muffins. And our show logo was created by Julia Emiliani. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next time about cats.
This is Paws Down, the funnest podcast I've ever done.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.